Father Lombardi said that the mission of the radio today remains that of 75 years ago, to diffuse the voice and teachings of the popes. But he added that the instrument of radio is valid today more than ever when combined with the advances in internet and satellite broadcasting, particularly in areas of the world such as Africa, where it remains the most effective form of mass communication. Leading on from this, Father Andrei Kaprowski, director of programming, pointed out the radio's inherent multiculturalism, which is reflected in the over 40 languages broadcast on a weekly basis.
La Chiesa si è sviluppata molto nei diversi continenti.
He also highlighted the radio as a means of promoting the Church's mission in Asia, where he said there is a vital need for dialogue between cultures and religions.
Oggi quella asiatica.
Father Joseph Shi is in charge of the East Asian section.
The radio is a very good instrument for doing pastoral work, and especially for China, and it's so big, and there are so many Catholics in China, and it's difficult to reach so many people. But with radio, we reach many Chinese Catholics in the different part of China. It's very consoling work.
Answering questions from journalists Tuesday morning, Radio Director Father Lombardi dismissed the possibility of advertising on Vatican airwaves, which some critics see as a remedy to the radio's high costs. He said, "We would lose far more than we could ever earn in an economic sense. Airtime that is dedicated to spreading the word of the Church to the world." I'm Ira McCarthy.